From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. 2019 marked another bad year for Florida's manatees. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, death by boat strikes hit a new high.
In 2018, it was red tide. The lethal algae blooms triggered a spike in manatee deaths that nearly beat the all-time record. Last year, the total number of deaths dropped to 574, with boat strikes as the leading cause. Those two reasons may seem unrelated, but they're not, so says Pat Rose, who once oversaw the state's manatee program.
Florida's aquatic ecosystems are suffering from years and years and years of abuse.
Rose is an aquatic biologist and executive director of the Save the Manatee Club.
Each and every river and creek and, you know, a coastally connected river system, all of them are suffering in terms of too much nutrient and too much or too little fresh water going in and out of these systems.
He says that's forcing manatees to find new habitat and making them more vulnerable to boat strikes.
You're seeing the kinds of species that manatees depend on in an area being wiped out, and so the manatees have got to change where they feed.
To better protect manatees, he says the state needs to make sure it's educating boaters and the public and beef up its marine patrol units to enforce boating laws. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
President Donald Trump's first campaign event of the new year takes place in Miami-Dade County today, where the president will launch a coalition of evangelicals. The president is scheduled to speak at the 7,000-seat sanctuary of Ministerio Internacional El Rey Jesus in West Kendall. The 5 p.m. event is a kickoff of a new Evangelicals for Trump coalition. The time and place of the event was announced last month. This was shortly after the magazine Christianity Today called for Trump's removal from office. And a little later on today, we will be hearing from Florida Democrats and faith leaders who claim that Trump has broken promises on issues critical to Floridians. Once again, that's a little later on today, right here on WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.